The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Whoa, normal.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2905 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beercast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, sleevescast, and sleighcast in that realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustlers, and yahoos? It's your boy, Papa Swolio, back with another episode. And today's episode, the Beastcast, is brought to you as powered, is sponsored by Everson K2 Flexing. On all you
all
right, fam, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. It is Friday, April the 19th, and that means that at the end of today's episode, we are going into overtime for Swole Fam.
Wow.
Members only. Join now over at SwoleNormousX.com. Get access to all the private live streams. And of course, we have a lot more inside Swolenormous X, not just the overtime segments, not just, the Accountability Monday and roundtables on Thursdays. Not just that, we have so much more stuff over there. So go check out the programs, the yoga, the meditation, everything we talk about here, SwolenormousX.com. Overtime begins at the end of today's episode. Very exciting stuff. Brand new drive mall gaining, brand new balls deep edits. You do not want to miss out on that. Going down shortly. And of course, it is Friday, so you will have some new releases on Monday. But if you did not catch this latest release this past week, go to the updates tab because you're a member and check out the Morning Flow number 7 with Alex the Express Class. Absolutely, mwah! It's fantastic, eh? Fantastic. If you've tried it already, drop in the comments because, I mean, you probably loved it. And if you didn't, go to the updates tab when you log into your account and check it out. All right, we also have the brand new Swolio Hulud over there at papaswolio.com, 20% off all new releases. And of course, if you use code DAILYSWOLE, you get 10% off every single day over there at papaswolio.com. So check it out, man. The brand new Swolio Hulud for those Dune fans out there. Great new release. Now let's get into the tip. But first, we got to summon the Falcon. Bust the nut. Let's get the show on the road. And of course, we'll give away the Swole card at the end of today's episode. Falcon.
Thank you.
Yes, sirree. Hashtag Feff for a chance to win today's small card. Hashtag Feff. It's Fuck 'em Friday. Cheers, Leo. Raging alcoholic. Ooh, yeah. Hoo-yah.
America, fuck yeah.
All right. All right. Anyway, let's get into it. Hashtag Feff for a chance to win today's swole card. Remember, you are deleting, unfollowing, unsubscribing. You're cleaning out your contacts, cleaning out subscriptions, cleaning out all those things that are not serving you. Okay. Focus on pillar number one today. Focus every day on pillar number one. But this is your weekly reminder to focus on your circle. Fuck 'em Friday. Just say fuck 'em. Fuck off. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. We don't need you in our circle. You're not helping us make sick fucking gains. You are not wanted. You're not wanted. Leslie says, thought we decided it was sparkling bone broth. It is. Which is, he's a raging alcoholic. He just can't get off that, you know, it's alcoholic bone broth. Can you imagine? Disgusting. All right, let's get into that tip. Everyone, moisturize. Here we go. Bah. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. Moist. All right, swolenormousx.com is where we find all these posts. These are from members. These are from the discussion boards, from the Telegram chats, from the Facebook group. It's from the Swole fam over SwoleNormousX.com. So we have a couple today. We have a couple. I think this is kind of spreads around a little bit. We got a couple from Telegram and we have one from the discussion board. Let's take the first one from Bear. Pillar number six, mindfulness. I've been working on my brain gains with 10-minute sessions the last few days. Today, I decided to step it up and do a 20-minute session. It was a bit more difficult than I expected. I did make myself laugh during the session, though. It was nice and quiet with no Papa Swolio coming out of my phone. Then all of a sudden, he started talking and it scared the crap out of me. We'll definitely try to incorporate a 20-minute session once a week, much different than the 10-minute sessions. Sorry about that. Sorry. Probably not the first time that one of you has experienced that, but you know what? That just goes to show it's the first time you did it. So when you really find that peaceful, mindful state and you kind of zone out, it can be a little bit abrupt because all of a sudden you realize how deep you were. You realize how out of it you were in a good way. You realize how centered and how complete. So it kind of woof, jolts you up. However, once you know that's happened before, you're less, if you do the same brain gain session again, you're less likely to suffer the same fate. You know that's going to come. So yeah, maybe I can go back there. Should have made it a little bit quieter and slowly. Well, maybe the editing could have been a little bit better. Hopefully it's not too rough on you, but it works. Obviously it works. It took you to that place, that special place where you can clear out a lot of the nonsense. So good stuff. Jen says, my first time I was so deep into it, I was almost asleep. And then out of nowhere, I was awake again. Well, good. I mean, after the meditation, after the brain gains, I don't want you to be asleep. It's good to do before bed and there are sleep meditations and stuff, but I don't want to put you out of commission. I want you to go back on with your day. So maybe it's a good thing. You guys seem to love it. So I'm sure it's fine. Obviously the contrast, like, whoa, I was out there for a second. All right. Joe says 2 pan fried ribeyes and 6 eggs, all fried in tallow. Dude, that's a nice little, wow. That's a meal right there. Good for you. Good for you, Joe. Making those food gains. Kay says in the Telegram chat, newbie here, any tips for starting the elimination diet when you have get together dinners planned? Womp, womp, womp. I need that soundboard. Maybe not, because I just did it. All right, fam. I'm going to give you some hard truths. Hard truths. I'm just going to give you the real deal. You can drop your thoughts in the comments, too. I'll read a few. Any tips for starting the elimination diet when you have get-together dinners planned? You're not going to do it. I'm not saying fuck it off and then do it after. A lot of things in your life are going to change. And or you're going to be exposed to how many things in your life revolve around just stuffing your face. I really think that's the biggest thing. Yes, just bring your own food. Bring it with you. Just bring it with you. It's a good conversation piece. Just, you can be vague. Just tell you're doing a test to see what food inflammation and allergies and sensitivities that you have. And people are like, oh, interesting. Or they're not going to be your friends and give you shit for it. Oh, just have a little bit. Oh, a little bit. No, no. It's a good way to see. It's a good way to see how the people around you react when you bring your food somewhere. In other words, do they want you just to compliment them on the food, or do they want you there actually for you to be there? And a lot of times if you're going somewhere where another like female or someone's cooking, some matriarch, and then they take personal offense. You're not eating this? Oh, this is how I value myself, how people react to my food. You're going to see someone's true colors with, do they want you there? Do they want you there so you can validate their opinions or things like that? If they're making the food, if you're going somewhere where they're cooking, I know if you're going out to dinner or a restaurant, you know, bring your own shit. You could bring your own food places. If some place gives you crap for bringing, you have allergies, I mean, you can still maybe order, or you can pay for something, or just say you have food allergies and you bring your own food. I'm here from the company. Anyway, I've never had problems. I brought my food into restaurants too. Cause you could just tell someone I'm here for the company. Maybe you're eating something else that they make, but you brought extra or you brought something else. And it really depends on the context, but you'll find out how they react to you getting your shit together. So that's the tip. Bring your food or don't go. Nice. Cause you're not gonna be able to be on the elimination diet if you're going somewhere. Swole Monkey says, people always act like I'm a weirdo and being strict when I bring my own, but it doesn't stop them from inviting me. Yeah. So look, again, if someone's inviting you, it should be for you to be there. And if you're saying, hey, I'm very strict with my nutrition. See, here's the thing. When Mama Swole and I go places, we bring our own food. We'll bring our own food because she knows like we eat a certain way. And if we're going to be somewhere, I'll bring my own food and we'll bring our own food. And the thing is, it's not inconveniencing anyone. If anything, it's making it easier. They don't have to make as much. They don't have to. Because if you're saying, well, I only eat certain things, and then this person, if they're making dinner, let's say that you're going to some kind of event or there, then they have to pick someplace that has this, or I have to go out and get specifically food for you. And I'm not telling you to go out and bend over backwards for me. I'll just bring my own shit. Problem solved. No problems. Like, who would get offended by that? Oh, you're just going to bring your own hospitality. It's like, fine, cool. I don't have to make food for it. Sweet. And that's what it's going to be. You want me to be there? I will likely bring my own shit. I make it easier for you. It doesn't harm anyone. It's cool. Anyway, like, you know, I think it's when you're asking people to set aside and do things differently for you. I'm not asking anyone to do it for me. Let's see. Elizabeth, I was told to not avoid eating, to not insult the family member cooking. Her son is a vegan and does that or brings his own food to all gatherings. So why can't I? Of course you can. Of course you can. People are full of shit. Why? Oh, he's a vegan, so he can bring food, but you can't. Fuck you. People don't understand. Vegan is not healthy. Vegan is some religious, you know, religious approach. It's not an ideal thing for humans. Some people can survive on it, but most people are in denial and they're doing it. It's better than eating a lot of McDonald's and Burger King and stuff, but still not an optimal nutritional protocol. So you can do it. You can do it. Really what this is most people just try to conform. Most people want to do anything. Most people just want to do things the way other people do them. That way they don't stand out. There's no conflict. People don't look at them differently. They're not outcast from society or their friend group. If you care about that kind of stuff, you care about what other people think, you're going to be unhappy in many ways. You're going to be fat and unhealthy just like them. You're going to be miserable just like them. If you do the same thing that those lazy, miserable, unhealthy people do, then guess what you're going to be. All right, let's get into a couple emails and we'll get into some questions. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com. If you're not on the email list, shame on you. You should be.
Shame.
But it doesn't have to be this way.
Shame.
It doesn't have to be this way. You can go to makeemailswoleagain.com and get on the email list right now. And before we do get into a couple of those emails, make sure that you are hitting the like button, download the Rumble app, and follow rumble.com/thedailyswole. Like, hit the like, hit the thumbs up. You might have to exit out of the live chat, but hit the thumbs up, please. It helps tremendously. And of course, share with your friends, share it in your DMs and post in your stories. It helps tremendously. And of course, you could listen and leave us a 5-star review if you listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, anywhere you bang your ear holes. So make sure you check out The Daily Swole everywhere, except YouTube, because YouTube blows. All right, let's get into email responses. All right, this is one that we've done a couple of responses to the last few days. I don't feel like training today. And this is also kind of goes in hand with training on the weekends. And today's Friday, so a lot of people don't do anything on the weekends. They punch out, where in reality, you just have more time. You have more time. If you don't work on weekends, you have more time to invest. You have more time to do things and plan for the week. A lot of people don't want to do anything on the weekend. They want to sit around and then complain about not having food ready. Oh, meal prepping, I don't have time. Of course you do. You had the entire weekend. Just put some food in the fucking oven. Let it cook while you're doing other things. You're just not efficient with your time. It's possible. Joanne says, I actually don't feel like training today, but I will. I'm going to do it regardless, even if I take it easier than normal. The important thing is that I do it. Not everything that's good for us is going to feel good, but knowing I did it anyway does. Good for you. Good for you. All right, this email, this could be you. Jules responds and says, good afternoon. Going to the gym is really helping me feel better. You know, since I do bodybuilding, I stop saying, oh, this girl is beautiful. That doesn't make sense. So I keep working on it to build my body, but I don't plan to be too much muscled. I love the attempt. I love it. For me, it's a way to keep myself being healthy as well. Practicing meditation soothes me, hence that's worth it. Good for you. Good for you. I love him. I couldn't imagine typing in a different language or trying to, I guess, you know, really good. I get it. You keep working to build your body. You don't want to be too jacked. Don't worry, you won't be, especially, you know, if you're worried about being too muscled, you're not going to be too muscled. You have to obsess over it to really continuously build. So most people, I don't want to get too big. You won't. If you're already concerned about that, you're not going to train hard enough to do it. So it's all good. Meditation's fantastic. Lift heavy weights, eat properly, and you'll be happy. Great. Let's get into some more Knowledge Cock lights. All right, let's get into it. Hashtag ask Papa Solio for a chance to be featured. And Ali Jaber, number 67, Papa Solio, starting on Monday, I'm going to be eating meat and fruit, and I will be drinking water and coffee. Do I have to eat or drink dairy and eat rice? No, you do not. That's why I always recommend an elimination diet. You could do partial eliminations. You could do all sorts of things. What I recommend is that's kind of what you're doing, but you have to figure out and see what works best for you. You don't have to consume dairy. You don't have to consume rice. If you do consume rice, I recommend white rice, and dairy, I recommend raw A2 dairy if you have access to it. You could order this stuff online. We talk about it a lot, but you don't have to consume dairy. I didn't for a long time, but raw dairy, ooh, awesome. They're starting to continuously, I'm starting to see, hey, I saw this article, and it said the bird flu is found in several dairy plants. It's being found in higher concentrations in dairy places, but it's okay. Pasteurized dairy is still safe, so just be careful of raw dairy. Perfect. Right. Oh, watch out for the new flu. Oh no, bird flu now. Watch out for the raw dairy and beef. Yeah. Coincidence? I think not. Just conveniently, yeah, raw dairy and beef. Yeah, that's where the problem is. Just there. Just in the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. Just right there. That's it. Perfect. Just in time for election season. Just in time for the elections. You're just going to get bombed by this, like, mysterious pandemic every 4 fucking years now? Give me a break. Oh. Don't eat anything. Be careful. Eat the bugs. Eat the bugs and kale, because that's really good for you. It'll keep you away from the bird flu. Watch out. All right. If you want to be featured, we do call-in shows every Sunday. We usually feature all the calls from the week. Go to askpapasolio.com and call into the show. Record your message, and then you can get into the Sunday Ask Papa Solio Live call-in show. We usually do them all on Sundays. If we get a ton, we'll do some during the week. A question from Instagram, Matthias the Man. Papa Solio, air bike, cardio, or rowing machine? I don't do either of them, so I don't really care. I would say that probably, I don't know if either of them are really not too much different. Is the air bike, I would say if you're doing the air bike, I guess the rowing machine is kind of upper body, but it's really, you know, just upper and lower. If you're doing the arms and legs, is that an air bike? Does that have the upper body ones, or is that just called an assault bike? I don't really know what they're called. I don't have one. I use a VersaClimber. You're doing, that's brutal. It's brutal. So, I mean, I would say if you want to do something at home, an air bike is probably better, take up less room. Some of the rowers fold up, but I would probably do the assault bike, or like I said, I have a VersaClimber. And VersaClimbers really doesn't take up a lot of space if you're looking into it. So pick one or mix it up a little bit, you know, focus around lifting heavy weights and then throw in some high intensity interval cardio a couple days out of the week, or just get started with that. Depends on what your goals are. All right, let's see here. Diesel on the Telegrams or Rumble says, I'm about to go to dinner with my in-laws, already checked the menu and will order the strip steak. I know my in-laws will give me a hard time because they're going to want to order unhealthy appetizers. Cool. I'm sure they're all fat. Swole Monkey, is there much of a difference nutritionally between white rice and jasmine rice? Well, jasmine rice is a type of white rice, isn't it? I'm not a rice expert, by the way. I would assume it's pretty close. I would be more concerned with white versus brown and go for white. I'd say basmati or jasmine. I think we usually use jasmine. I just like the taste better. I like the... Cerny says, got my raw cream from Dutch Meadows. It's so damn good. It is so good. It is so good. It's so good. It's so good. Tara Lorem, Papa Swolio, do you drink alcohol? Do I? Would I? Have I? I have. I do not. I have not in like 3 years, 2 or 3 years. I just drifted away from it. I just don't really prefer it. I used to drink scotch and I had some beers early content, like 7 or 8 years ago. I was drinking, you know, beers now and again, no problem, or not no problem, but didn't think twice about it. But I haven't in a while, haven't in a couple of years. I don't miss it. Doesn't mean I never will. I don't really know what the application would be. No, I'm not going to drink enough to, for me, it's more of, if you're drinking scotch, you have to really refine the palate. I haven't done it in a while. I'm not going to want to drink it as often again to like get a taste for it again. I'm probably at the point where I'm going to take a sip and I'll be like, oh. Probably light my throat on fire. Abusa Kifiras, 28. Papa Swolio, do you put product in your beard? I do from time to time, but not often, actually. I'll just put jojoba oil in it. Or sometimes I think I have a beard oil that's argan oil or sweet almond oil and jojoba oil. Sometimes I'll put that on, but usually I'll just do some jojoba oil. Or maybe if I'm putting on some beef tallow elsewhere, I'll just kind of rub it into my skin. So I don't really do anything religiously. But now and again, I will. All right, let's see. Santi Molina. Uno on Instagram, how can I bulk faster as a hard gainer? If you want to bulk, all right, so let's talk about this. If you want to bulk faster, you are not going to. You're just going to get fat. Bulking faster means getting fat. You don't want to bulk. You want to put on muscle. Okay? You want the bulk to be muscle. If you just eat more calories, you're not going to build muscle. You want to eat enough calories and protein in order to have the nutrients required to add more contractile proteins and, you know, improve hypertrophy. But you don't want, if you eat more calories out of nowhere, like, hey, I'm eating 44,000. Now I'm eating 4,500. You're just going to get fatter. You're just going to get fatter. Now, you might not mind extra body fat. You might not mind a little extra body fat. Right now, I don't mind a little extra body fat because I'm lifting, I'm eating big and tons of dairy and meat, and I'm just pounding. I'm pounding calories. I'm not really worried too much about it. But if I want to lean out a little bit, then I have to pay a little bit more attention or forego a couple things. So bulking faster just means you're just going to get fat. You're going to get fatter faster. You don't want to just gain weight for gaining weight. You want to build muscle. Just a different way to think about it. Just think about it. No pain, no gain. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Very creative. Is it good to count calories to lose weight and keep it off in long term? Yes and no. First off, I don't think you should be counting calories long term. I don't think you need to. I think if you're eating proper nutrient-dense food like carnivore or animal-based, you could eat to satisfaction and be totally fine. You'll probably always be in a deficit, barely getting to a maintenance just because it's hard to eat sufficient amount of nutrient-dense food like that. You just get full. So it's much easier to eat to satisfaction and not overeat just because your body, your satiety mechanisms are more sensitive and they're going to be more, you're just going to be more satisfied, more satiated from eating protein and fat. When you start eating, you know, combining tons of different, and even, you know, even some good quality carbohydrates, depending on your activity level, it's very easy to add, when you add sweetened sugar to the mix, to overdo it. So focus on nutrient-dense food, do an elimination diet, focus on the food quality, and then, yeah, calories matter, but they're much easier to manage. That's why I think people should focus on quality first, because then you're not getting all the inflammation and, you know, gut reactions or migraines and stuff like that. People just think calories are calories. That's not true. Sometimes you're eating this just absolute chemical poison. Oh, but it's less calories on the package. That doesn't mean that it's not causing tons of other problems. So just because you can lose fat because you're not getting enough raw energy, not all calories are created equal. The micronutrients are exceptionally important, and what they have in it and how they're made and other types of toxins and stuff. Caralexis 03, does eating slow make people feel fuller? No. Now, I will explain that. If you eat slower, you will likely not eat as much. You'll get full, quote unquote, quicker relative to what you've eaten. And the reason is because your endocrine system is delayed, probably like 10, 15 minutes, because your endocrine system, it's not your nervous system. If you want to move your arm, you don't have to tell your brain, move arm. You just move the arm. It's so quick because that's neurological. But when it comes to hormones, it's not with a neurological system. Your body will release and secrete hormones, which are just chemical messengers in the blood, and they have to cycle through and then touch the hypothalamus, I think it is, you know, that regulates and negative feedback systems. Now you're hungry. Oh, there's enough in the stomach. The stomach gets stretched out enough like this. We have enough, you know, blood sugar levels are increasing because you're digesting food. So, hey, we're not going to be as hungry. So it's going to decrease the, you know, hunger hormones and your body. You just feel more satisfied, more full. So if you're eating, taking a bite, waiting a minute, and then having another one, by the time those hormones cycle, you're going to match up more with the pacing of how full you are. If you're eating ultra-processed food that you can eat 5,000 calories in 15 minutes because you're drinking soda and you're just eating ultra-processed, you know, vegetable oil-coated foods that are just hyper-caloric, and you compulsively can't stop eating because of the bliss point, because of the salt and the vegetable oils and the seed oils, then you're just eating so fast, by the time your body gets the information that, hey, we're full, you've already eaten 3,000 more calories. I'm just exaggerating, but it's not unheard of. You ever, let's say you're eating something and then you order a little bit more, or you go back for seconds, right? You finish your plate, oh, I'm so hungry, let me go back for more. And then maybe you're out to dinner or you're at like a steak place. And then by the time they bring it, you're like, oh my God, I'm not even hungry for this. Fuck, why'd I order that? It's because it took about 10, 15 minutes in your body to realize, your body sent the signal, hey, we're done, we're full. By the time it cycles up to your brain, it's been, let's say, 10, 15 minutes, just approximately. And that's why sometimes you're done eating and oof, you're full. And then 10, 15 minutes later, you feel like you're going to explode. It's because you actually ate way too much or too fast. So eating slower makes a big difference. If calories are a problem, using smaller plates, smaller forks, stuff like that, you know, because it slows you down from eating, you get full faster, but really enough for all those like little, decrease your plate size by 20%. Just eat real fucking food. Eat steak, eat meat, have whole eggs. You'll just get full. You don't need to play these mind games with your plates. You'll just eat and be like, I'm full. And if you're lifting weights, you can stuff your face. Ladies, if you really want to eat more, a lot of times women look skinny fat and they don't lose weight because they're trying to starve themselves. No, lift weights so you require more calories and you could try to eat more, but you'll still be in a deficit. You'll lose weight if you lift weights. All right, drawing Prozac, right? Okay. Is it possible to lose the mommy belly without needing an OP to cut the extra skin? I don't know. It depends. I don't know what you look like and what your situation is. The mommy belly, is it fat? Is it just loose extra skin? If it's just loose dangling skin, I'm not sure if there's really any way to get rid of it aside from cutting the extra skin off. If it's extra skin, it's extra skin. It's not extra fat. So if you have rapid weight loss or you got excessively fat, you know, when you're pregnant, you're not eating for two. That's nonsense. Women get like, you're not supposed to gain 50 pounds when you're pregnant. You're not supposed to get fat as shit. So, you know, and plus if you're not eating quality foods, then you have other sorts of inflammation stuff while you're pregnant. You know, there's a whole mess of things. So you would have to talk to your professional about that. Okay, let's get into, we have one more. We have one more here. Arun Sivateja. Deja.yt. Pompasolio, which workout split is best for cutting fat, gaining muscle? I tried many, but they ain't working. There are many that work. We talk about workout splits all the time. Really depends. You can cut with anything. You tried many. You probably didn't do it properly. You're not eating properly. You want to cut fat and gain muscle. You're not going to do both at the same time. So your diet probably sucks. Your nutrition probably sucks. Listen to the rest of this episode and start doing elimination diet, cutting out all those inflammatory foods. And of course you're training. Maybe you're fatiguing yourself. Maybe you're not doing hard enough. You're not training intensely enough. You're not recovering enough. You tried many, but they ain't working. Many, many different things work. It's really about the execution and what's right for you. All right, let's go balls deep.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! That's deep.
All right. Papa's making sick fucking gains. I saw this earlier. I don't know what the story has turned out to be. So pick a number, fam. Let's see, 1, 2, or 3. I saw this a little bit. How many of you saw this already? Said, man, so of course we have the sham trial, the sham Trump trial. That's just an absolute circus. Anyway, that's going on in New York City. So I saw this on the news. Man sets himself on fire outside Trump trial in horrific scene as onlookers watch wild blaze. What, bro? Set yourself on fire? I don't know any of the details yet. At the time that I took this screenshot, there weren't any details as to who or why or what this was. It seems a little dramatic for the Trump trial. Like, I wonder what the purpose is. Is it a, you know, pro-Palestine type thing or what? I can't imagine someone being like, Trump is on trial. I'm going to light myself on fire. So I tweeted this and I put fiery but mostly peaceful trial. Remember the fiery but mostly peaceful protest? Was that the Kyle Rittenhouse when they said that? I forget. The fire was in the background. Mostly peaceful trial. It's a peaceful trial. Aside from this guy, man. How dare they assume this person's gender? How dare they assume that person's gender? How do you know it was a man? How do you know it was a man? These fucking people. These fucking people.
Okay. You fucking people.
All right, let's see what we got here. First one today. Let's go with the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Shane with number two. Ooh, Shane's bringing us back to the, speaking of people that light themselves on fire, let's talk about the climate. Maybe that person caught on fire because of climate change. Come on. Man spontaneously combusts in front of Trump trial due to climate change. That's the name of today's episode. All right. But this video is titled Climate is Racist. Climate is Racist. Okay.
What's in the box?
Racist climate.
Eco-anxiety is an environmental justice issue that disproportionately impacts Black youth. Let's talk about it.
No.
According to the American Psychological Association, eco-anxiety is defined as a chronic fear of environmental.
Eco-anxiety.
That may include feelings of worry, guilt, shame, despair, and even hope. However, just as the climate crisis doesn't impact people and communities the same, neither does eco-anxiety. And we fully understand the relationship between social determinants of mental health and climate change.
Eco-anxiety is only around, like, these upper-class college-age liberals. That's the only place. In other words, you're describing elitist mental disorders. When people have it so good, they have eco-anxiety. Well, I mean, you would think, how do you think the people of Pompeii, right? They're walking through the afterworld after getting just absolutely fucking pummeled by that volcanic explosion. It's like, talk about eco-anxiety. You're doing just fine. If you're able to protest and complain about anxiety from the environmental changes that have happened for millennia that are slow and incremental and cyclical processes over eons, you're anxious about that? Okay. That's like being anxious that the universe is going to expand and destroy, like the universe will be destroyed or will decay in like 100 billion years. That's the same thing. The same thing. It's just an elitist mental disorder. When you have way too many apps on your phone, you start to move to eco-anxiety. All right. You couldn't get enough attention by pretending you're the opposite sex. You couldn't get enough attention. So you're going to move on to, I'm anxious about the environment.
You begin to understand that the nature of a person's eco-anxiety is also informed by systemic factors that exacerbate the ways that it's felt and addressed. Communities of color, and particularly Black ones, are more vulnerable than white ones to sea level rise, wildfire, and heat waves linked to climate change. Black youth are more likely to reside in hotter regions that trap and radiate heat, have the highest asthma rates in the country, and are increasingly more likely to experience mental health illness, all while having fewer avenues to really access often life-saving resources, whether it be access to affordable healthcare or access to green space like tree canopy cover that can help mitigate extreme heat. When we couple contributing factors to mental health like poverty rates and white supremacy with generally worse exposure to environmental hazards and the climate crisis, we begin to understand how a racialized difference in eco-anxiety can emerge. And yet, in the midst of all of these disparities, Black youth continue to be sidelined and decentered in mainstream conversations around eco-anxiety, which really distinguishes this whole conversation as an environmental injustice. Because for Black youth, eco-anxiety isn't just a fear of having children in a climate future, it's also coupled with the fear of having children in an anti-Black world, period. In a world already failing to address a Black maternal health crisis, let alone a climate crisis.
Holy shit. The amount of nonsense, garble garbage. Let's see. The fear of having children in an anti-Black world. So you're talking about something completely different. The failing to address the black maternal. What health crisis? You mean like the exorbitant amount of abortions that Black people get? Yet this woman's going to vote Democrat and be pro-choice, but then complain about maternal bullshit. Yeah, the fact that Black people outsized abortion rates then stop killing your own babies. Stuff like that. How about that?
Okay. What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
All right. So, but we don't like stupid people. I don't care what color someone is or what shade of melanin. If they're dumb and they say dumb stuff, we're going to call it out. All right, let's do another one. Number one, we got other people. Other people voted here. Let me see here. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got here. Word salad. Let's do this one. Positive charisma. Ooh. Jesus. Positive charisma number three. Positive charisma dropped
the
number three. This one's called, it's a part one. It's okay to be fat. Oh, geez, I see a instrument. No.
Matt Damon.
No, I see an instrument. Oh, come on, man.
There's a change that's been floating on the wind since soap commercials in the 2010s.
Jesus Christ. It's
finally cool to see body diversity as long as it's not too extreme. Marketing says that we can be fat.
I'm turning it down.
We don't call it that. Girl, you're thinking, girl, you're fluffy. You're a sexy pile of laundry. Now it's a...
Okay. I don't know if I want to continue it. I'm going to let you guys vote. You lost me at sexy pile of laundry. Did you just say you're a sexy pile of laundry? Hold on a second. as long as we don't call it that, girl, you're thick, girl, you're fluffy, you're a sexy pile of laundry. No, I'm good. I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm good. We're done. We're done. That's...
What the fuck is that?
No, I'm not listening to this. If you all want to listen to the rest of it, you lost me at girl, you're fluffy, you're a sexy pile of laundry. Nope, that's not even a lyric. That doesn't even make any sense. See, this is why you have to have talent. This is why you should have talent. Before you're a sexy pile of laundry. My God, you're just saying shit. Fuck them. I don't want the rest of it in my brain. That's enough. That's enough. Your lyrics are so bad. I'm not doing it anymore. We're going to move right on to the last one we got here, and then we're going into overtime. Assumptions. Assumptions.
What's in the box?
It's called Assumptions. I assume this sucks, but let's do it.
People do have these assumptions about me, like even online. They're like, oh, like you're unhealthy, like you must eat too much, all these things. And not once in their thick skull can they even imagine that maybe I actually have a medical condition that keeps me fat.
I'm going to call massive bullshit on this, but I'd love to know what it is. Hopefully she says it. Who wants to guess that it's thyroid? Yeah, because the thyroid caused this, not the terrible habits that fucked up the thyroid that led to. Okay, so let's see. Let's see if we get the actual information. Sure, everyone's got a medical condition. Mm-hmm.
Like nobody ever thinks that. Or
no, why would they? Tell us about it. If you're being so open, oh, but see, people can just say that. People could just say, it's my medical condition, because you can't ask people's medical condition. Isn't it interesting how the leftists will say that you can't talk about my medical condition? I could just say that, right? I could say, it's a medical condition. Oh, well, it's a medical condition. All right, then fuck me. Everything's science is wrong. And, you know, studies and evidence and tons of causation. Okay, so I guess, wow. Pretty awesome. However, if I don't want to get experimental gene therapy, then you have to be all of my business, fire me, and try to push me off the edge of a cliff, right? The unvaccinated. Oh, yeah. So only when it suits your fucking bullshit, right?
They can never think in their right mind, like, maybe I have a mental health issue. Like, maybe there's...
Yeah, I'm sure they think about that. I'm sure that's a very common thought. So now you're talking about your mental health issues. So that's why you're fat. Oh.
Nobody ever thinks that. Or they can never think in their right mind, like, maybe I have a mental health issue. Like, maybe there's a reason why I cope with food. And this is my way of coping with life. As
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe I have a mental illness, and this is how I cope. Oh, yeah. So you do stuff. So it is stuff your face. So you do just eat garbage. So it's absolutely true. You're just blaming it on some disorder. Yeah. God damn it. What a fucking grift. These fucking people, man.
Opposed to coping with alcohol or drugs or something worse, right?
It's the same thing.
I think that a lot of people, you know, are so used to being stuck in their ways. They don't want to change. They don't want to revisit their mindset. They want.
Is she saying that other people, or is she talking about how she's just in denial? She thinks just because she can say I cope with food, she's playing the victim. That doesn't excuse the absolute garbage behavior. What are you talking about? You just,
I can go and give people scientific proof. This is what it says. And there's some people that are so stubborn that they don't care. They're like, nope, I know I'm right. I know I'm right. Literally a whole news station can do a whole research project and say that overweight people live just as long as straight size or regular people.
Oh, a whole news station? A whole news station can do a study? A whole news station? Oh, wow. A news station. They never lie. Oh, my God. News stations are always straightforward and accurate. Nothing on the news has ever been incorrect. Wow, a news station. That must make it absolutely true. Oh, the news station. I mean, I wish I had some evidence of news stations being inaccurate. Lying or deception. I mean, news stations never have ulterior motives. News stations never take 80 to 90% of all advertising from pharmaceutical companies and lobbyist groups. My goodness. Woo. Hmm. Oh, wow. Why didn't you open with that? Why didn't you just say that it's a news station? Why didn't you just tell us that to begin with? You should have mentioned the news station to begin with.
And it'll be like, nope, fat people are unhealthy. You're not going to change my mind. And
it's not about changing my mind. It's about you can't change reality. That's the difference. A man is a man. A woman's a woman. You can't do anything to swap that. It's not changing my mind. Convince me otherwise. Okay. A rock is a rock. You pulverize it, it's going to be smaller rocks. It might be considered sand. It's still the same material, just broken up. So it's like, it's not about convincing me. I'm never going to change my mind because fat's now healthy just because you don't want to stop eating cake because of your quote unquote trauma or whatever you're blaming this on.
There's nothing we can do about it. But what we can't ignore and what I want you to understand is that if you've ever felt that, like, yeah.
You can want a lot of things. You can want a lot of things. What you want me to understand? Good luck with that shit.
This person doesn't mess with me because I'm fat. Like, if you're in the club, I don't go to the club anymore, but if you're in the club and you just feel like, you know, a guy's talking to your friend and you're just standing there, you don't even, like, notice you're there.
What?
It's just how it is. It's just how it is.
Did she just, oh my God, this woman is so self-loathing. Jesus Christ. She's talking about how no one looks there in a club. All right, we're done. Okay, I guess we want context. I don't know. I don't want to play the whole thing. I don't want to play the whole thing.
People do have these assumptions, but I feel like I need to convert these people into fat lovers. Like, let me tell you something. I've met men who've never dated a fat woman, and then the moment they've met me and have dated me, their future girlfriend's wife, whatever they decide to do, they end up looking like me. They all end up being fat.
Most people end up being fat. Oh, they dated you and they just want fat women after? Jesus Christ.
So sometimes you got to convert them. You got to show them a better, not better, because it's not better or worse. But I think a lot of times guys are afraid to find, you know, things that are not the societal standard of beauty as attractive. So when they meet someone that's like me, that's really friendly, really nice, has a good personality, is so much fun.
This, how can you be so fucking narcissistic? You see how, like,
yes, chico.
It's just me. It's like self-hatred, but narcissistic. Oh, it's so fucking twisted. It's gross.
They end up being with someone who looks just like me. You can't have me, so they go for what they can get. Whatever. I love you guys.
Jesus Christ, you can't have me. Oh, they don't want you, is what you're saying. Their next girlfriend or their wife, yeah, why are you not with them? It's because you're fuck. I guarantee this woman, it's not a stretch. She's absolutely insane. Can you imagine? Can you imagine those, like, fights and just absolutely how fucking batshit crazy she probably gets in an argument? She's probably throwing shit, oh my God. You know, those every relationship or whatever that it ended as in a fucking disaster, and they left her ass for obvious reasons. All right. Look, I don't know her personally, but well, all the evidence. You're a narcissistic, just unhealthy. And you think you're better than other people. So great start. There's a reason why they're not with you. Okay, fam. We are going into overtime, but first we got an awesome swole card. I am a very excited man right now because overtime starts in just a few minutes. If you're not yet a member, swolenormousx.com. Who's ready for OTZ? Come on, my kneesies. O-tizzle, fam. All right, let's get into it. So you can start heading over into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Join from your homepage, swolenormousx.com. Join the fam today. Get access to all the private live streams. We are heading over there. But first, before we do, let's give away the swole card. It is the FEF card. Are you ready, Falcon? Take us away. Kick some music. Oh, that's Yo, Feff. Hashtag Feffy McFafferson. It's the Feffcast. Landed a couple times right on. I usually do one or two spins. I usually like hitting a double. It's PK, Positive Charisma. Congratulations. On the room play. All right, PK, congratulations for winning today's Swole Card. Support at swolenormous.com. Send us an email. Swole Card 2905 in the subject. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Finish him.
All right, fam, you know the drill. It is time for OT. So head on into the Daily Swole Telegram chat, load it up, turn that sound on, and get ready for an overtime segment exclusively for members. Exclusively for members. We'll have the replay up in Swole TV later. Go and check it out. Mine. SwoleNormousX.com. Here we go. Daily Swole Telegram chat. We're starting in 2 minutes. Thanks for being here. We'll be back tomorrow for 2906 right here on Rumble. Make sure you download Rumble. Leave us a 5-star review. Subscribe to the channel. Share it with your friends. And turn on those notification bells. That way you know that Papa's going live. So fam, we are starting overtime in just a couple moments. 2 minutes to be exact. We'll see you over there. And let's get into it. Peace, McGeese. Deuce, McGoose. Your boy, Papa Swolio. Oh. Out. Overtime. Going into overtime in just a couple moments. I'm just removing the bottom bar so you can see Depth Vader merch. PapaSwolio.com. Get some merch. OT. 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 All right. See you in overtime.